This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is funding anti-terrorism programs in Colorado Springs and the Denver metro area. CPR's Dan Boyce.
The money comes from Homeland Security's Urban Area Security Initiative. That dates back to 2003. Money is awarded each year to U.S. cities based on what Homeland Security deems is the local terrorism threat. This year marks the first time Colorado Springs has received a grant from the program to the tune of $2.3 million. The money's meant to help the city's law enforcement agencies plan, equip, and train their staff for the, quote, needs of high-risk urban areas, according to the announcement. Denver, Aurora, and Lakewood all jointly received a $5.5 million grant from the same initiative. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The man accused of firebombing a crowd of peaceful pro-Israel demonstrators in Boulder pleaded not guilty to charges from the attack yesterday. Appearing in state court in a wheelchair, Mohammed Saleiman, a 46-year-old Egyptian national, spoke to the judge through an Arabic interpreter. 15 people were injured in the June 1st attack, and one elderly woman later died from her injuries. Boulder County District Attorney Michael Doherty spoke to reporters after the trial was set for next summer.
The victims want this to go to trial as soon as possible. They want justice to be done for the victims, their families, and for this community.
Suleiman also faces trial on federal hate crime charges next year. Sunny and windy today, high fire danger along the Front Range. This is CPR News.